Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Will Congress ever hold this president accountable for his abuse of power? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Talking to this issue is Matt Barber. Matt, this is an issue that Senator Ted Cruz has now continued to push. I'm glad he did. He's released a report. It is quite extensive. It goes through the lawlessness of President Obama, his abuses of power. And we're urging people to sign a petition to impeach this president because of his time after time, abuse of power and his lawlessness.
In Senator Cruz's report, the Legal Limit Report Number 4, the Obama administration's attempt to expand federal power, he itemizes dozens upon dozens of independently impeachable offenses by this president in the report. In a section called Other Abuses of Power, he gets into to a number of them, kind of generally speaking, but he starts out his report with this: of all the troubling aspects of the Obama presidency, none is more dangerous than the president's persistent pattern of lawlessness, his willingness to disregard the written law and instead enforce his own policies via executive fiat. Matt, we can't possibly cover all of the issues and lawlessness behaviors of this president, but we can hit on a few of them.
Yeah, and some of these abuses of power, I mean, certainly he's been lawless, but here's some abuses of power that the report underscores. He proposed rules that would have decimated family farms by prohibiting children under 18 from doing many forms of farm work. And this is unbelievable. He actually was considering to do this also for internships, which would have stopped young people from getting internships. They would have required that people pay them. Fortunately, that was backed down on. But he also gave, what, $535 million, remember this, to Solyndra. That company went bankrupt. It was pretty well known that that company was not going to be able to survive. Solyndra shareholders and officials had made, oh, surprising, substantial donations to Obama's campaign. So the taxpayers lost a half, $535 million, a half a billion dollars.
Well, he reneged on a campaign promise to cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term in office. And now he's multiplied it by, what, two, three, four times? He increased the national debt on top of that more in one term than President Bush did in two terms.
You know, and the former Safe School czars, you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
And
Kevin Jennings.
Kevin Jennings. Well, now Kevin Jennings, actually, he's supposed to be for Safe Schools, which includes safe schools regarding drugs. He also promoted homosexuality in these programs. But guess what? Kevin Jennings admitted that he had past drug abuse and advocated promoting homosexuality in schools. This was the guy that was so-called the Safe Schools czar.
Yeah, Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, who also admitted, after lying about it, was caught on tape admitting that he had counseled a kid he understood as a teacher, understood at to be 15 years old, said he had had a sexual relationship with an adult man he met in a bus station. All Kevin Jennings said was he affirmed the relationship and said, "I hope you knew to use a condom." These are the people that President Obama puts into official positions under his administration.
And speaking of people, remember Timothy Geithner? Well, he was the head of the Treasury Department, and guess what? He had significant tax issues. He didn't pay his taxes. The head of the Treasury Department did not pay his taxes, and he's the one who President Obama nominated. He also, Obama abused his power by unilaterally increasing the minimum wage for federal contract workers from $7.25 to $10.10 via executive order. He can't do that. That needs to be something that is done through a legislative process, but he did it anyway.
He actively aided and abetted, remember this, in the George Zimmerman protests. He fanned the flames of racial tension in the United States and went after an American citizen who was found innocent, incidentally, in a court of law, found not guilty. He went after him and publicly maligned one of the American citizens who is presumed innocent until proven guilty, maligned him publicly, and put him in grave danger for his life.
And, you know, I remember the government shutdown, how he ultimately would take things and shut them down, like public parks that shouldn't be shut down, public parks that are out there with no one really guarding them or watching them. They're just like waterfalls or something like that. And he puts up a barricade. Well, he shut down the Amber Alert website, Matt, while he kept up the Let's Move website that his wife is promoting during the partial government shutdown. Amber Alert goes down. Let's Move stays
to
up.
Alert people about children who have been kidnapped in a clearly political move to try to make it hurt for the American citizens and try to blame Republicans. He did something he absolutely did not have to do, shut down the Amber Alert system. He also canceled all White House tours after sequestration, reportedly saving $18,000 per week, even though President Obama had spent more than $1 million in tax money to golf with Tiger Woods just one weekend before.
Yeah, and he shut down an Amish farm for selling fresh, unpasteurized milk across state lines. He spent $7 million per household in stimulus funds to connect a few Montana households to the internet. $7 million per household in stimulus funds in order to connect a few Montana households to the internet. I mean, this is nuts what this president is doing. He also spent $205,075 in so-called stimulus funds to relocate a shrub, Matt, that sells for $16.
He spent $205,000 to relocate a shrub that sells for $16. I had to repeat that.
I know. It's almost like
who's making
this stuff up? But it's reality.
If you could summarize this Obama administration in a nutshell, that sentence does it right there.
Yeah, he fired an inspector general after investigating an $850,000 AmeriCorps grant received by a nonprofit run by former NBA star and Obama supporter Kevin Johnson, now the mayor of Sacramento. So this guy was investigating an Obama supporter, a former NBA player, and this player got a grant for AmeriCorps, and the inspector general was investigating the use of those funds. So guess what? Instead of investigating the funds, he fires the investigator because this person he's investigating supported him in his campaign.
Unbelievable. The corruption, the lawlessness, the illegality of this presidency is just jaw-dropping, Matt. Why is he still in office? Liberty Counsel, we've called for him to be impeached. I wish there were enough congressmen out there, maybe there will be eventually, who had the courage of their convictions and would follow the Constitution. You know, if Bill Clinton is impeached for lying under oath about a sexual affair that he had with an intern, how much more has this president done to break the law, to undermine the Constitution, to destroy our economy in this country, to attack First Amendment religious liberties, freedom of speech, to private businesses, on and on and on the list goes. We don't have possibly have time to cover it all. Ted Cruz has hit on a lot of it in the Legal Limit Report number 4. He details many of the lawless acts of this president who needs to be impeached.
He does. We've been calling for this. I think the call to impeach President Obama is growing. This is not something where people just disagree with him politically. We've had presidents that people disagree with politically. But this is a president who has abused his power, who acts in a lawless way, and is damaging to our country and to our constitutional system. Go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, and sign the petition. Sign up for other emails from Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action. That's libertycouncil.com. This particular situation is one that has gotten out of control because the legislators have not done their duty. Now, you may say, well, they don't have enough votes in the Senate. Perhaps before the 2014 election, they may not have enough votes in the Senate to actually convict, but they can certainly indict. That's what happened to Bill Clinton. He was indicted by the House, but there was not enough votes in the Senate to convict. There ought to be an indictment in the House because there's certainly enough information, enough reasons for the House to move forward with this impeachment procedure. Go to Liberty Counsel Connect, or libertycounsel.com, I should say, and sign the petition for impeaching President Obama. You can also sign up for other emails there with Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action at the libertycounsel.com website. Or you can visit our main website, lc.org, for additional information. Continue to pray for this ministry and also financially support Liberty Counsel. You can do that on the website and also send us direct contributions through the website address.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.